here to judge you.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
Welcome to another quarantine-isode of I'm Horrified.
I'm Horrified. We're going to start doing real episodes soon, so the quarantine-isodes are, they're numbered.
They really are. As soon as I get comfortable parallel parking, it's over
for you. Coming over, yeah, it's over, because now we're I think, at the point where we're comfortable being each other's homes, because we're both quarantining separately.
Yeah.
But, you know, Sam just got a new car. So she's going to make her way over here in that car eventually, but first she's got to learn to parallel park.
Yes. I parallel parked. How many times do you think in my life, Al? Give a guess.
Oh, four.
Less.
Less than that. Once. Once, and yes. It was so traumatizing that you were like, I'm never doing that again.
Once, and it was for my driver's test.
Oh, right. Yeah, we're children of the suburbs. We don't need to parallel park.
Exactly. I did it, like, learning how. Like, my mom taught me how to parallel park, so obviously I did it, like, a bunch of times then.
When to learn, yeah.
Since? Once.
Once. One time. Well, you know what? We're not here to judge you for your parallel parking, but we are here to talk about our dream weddings. Because I recently got engaged.
Yeah.
So I've been talking about my journalist partner Chris all these years, and we're engaged. So we thought that would be a fun thing to talk about right now. Let's talk about the weddings that we could. It's not even about money. It's about, like, you could never have this wedding.
No.
Even if money was no object.
Yes.
The ultimate crazy wedding.
Yes.
What you want. And that's, I think, what we're going to talk about today is, like, what's your ultimate emphasis on dream?
Yeah.
Not like, this wedding is my dream. Like, it's my dream to have lavender.
No. Yeah, it's like, it shouldn't be doable.
It should not be possible to do this in any place in the world. So, Sam, I want you to go first.
Yes.
Tell me about your dream wedding.
I absolutely will. I took some notes today.
Oh, good.
So I wanted to start with the bachelorette party.
Oh, good. Yay.
Because I figured let's just start there. So the flow of the day is a very fancy brunch, perhaps the fanciest brunch we could imagine, into hours at a luxury spa. Spa treatments.
Arguably. I love that.
And I'd like to say, like, I think a couple celebrities that I think I could be friends with in this universe, they are my friend.
Yeah.
So it's like Amy Adams is there, you know,
because
She's a close personal friend of mine.
She's a close personal friend.
All the YouTube video essayists that I think I would get along with. Jenny Nicholson is there. You know,
we would be friends with her if we went to college with her.
I strongly believe that that's true.
Yeah.
Caitlin Doughty, Ask a Mortician. She's there. She's talking to me about death. I love
it. Oh my God. Should we get, like, our nails painted with little skulls on them?
Yes, exactly.
I love that.
Then it's a delicious dinner. Specifically where we're going to dinner, this celebrity bachelorette party, we're going to Fajitas and Rita's in Boston, Massachusetts.
Yes!
We have bought out the entire restaurant. There is no one in this Fajitas and Rita's but us and our
friends. They can only make hot tortilla chips for us.
Yes, absolutely. It's only hot tortilla chips with us, and it's bottomless frozen margaritas in every combination you would imagine. Even bad combinations. Even combinations that don't sound good. Like, oh, here's, like, pear and fucking something gross. I still want a picture of it. You know
what I mean? Because you can have whatever you want on this day.
Exactly. And then we go to a bar, but it's a very specific bar and not specific in that I know where it is. But what I'm saying is it's very fun, but also it's not too loud and I can be sitting the whole time.
Yes. Oh, my God. I never get the vibe I want, but also sitting.
Yes. In my brain, I'm like, maybe it's the VIP area of this bar where, like, I have a guaranteed seat when I want it.
You know what's interesting is that there's a lot of elements of this that I can make happen for you at your actual bachelorette party, which I assume I will be planning because you'll be planning mine.
Yes.
So I'm taking notes. I can't get the YouTubers, but I will try. I can get the spa treatments in there. I can find a table to rent so Sam can sit down.
That's all
I know what I mean? So it's really helpful for me.
The real dream bachelorette party activity would be a now defunct show that they used to do every Saturday at the ART, which was like a disco reimagining of Midsummer Night's Dream. That would be my real dream, but unfortunately,
right.
that.
Well, I knew in my day, and so did you, a lot of the company of that show, because they all went to theater school with us.
Theater school in
Boston. maybe I could get like a third of the show together for you.
Alrighty, so into the actual wedding.
Okay.
The guest list, it's very small, but no one is offended that they weren't invited. Somehow, miraculously, everyone is like, makes total sense, I wasn't invited to your wedding. Yeah. The venue, it's a beautiful rental home on the beach in Greece, which means that we can stay there for like a week beforehand, vibing, just hanging out, everybody who can fit in this rental home. And then we do the wedding on the beach, and then we can immediately go into the house and hang out.
I'm so excited. I'm just eating olives the whole time, and I'm just, like, drenched in olive oil.
Yeah, there's feta cheese everywhere.
Yum! Like, feta and watermelon on skewers.
Yes.
Delicious.
The dress, she's custom and womanly and effortless. So I don't know what that looks like, but those are the adjectives I would use.
Yep.
The ceremony itself, it's 20 minutes maximum, and the officiant is Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker himself.
Yes! He's
also a close person.
Is it Mark Hamill as Mark Hamill or Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker?
I think it's Mark Hamill as Mark Hamill because he has a good sense of humor, so he'd throw a little Luke in there for free. You know
what
I mean?
He would do that. Oh, he absolutely would. I totally agree.
The reception, it's an absolute rager. Everyone's having a blast. And the catering is from a restaurant in my hometown called The Standard, which is in like a mall. It's a pretty shitty location, but it's got the best chicken parm I've ever eaten for some reason.
Everybody gets to eat that chicken parm. Very exciting.
Everyone gets that chicken parm. Just as a fun side note, I asked my partner, Adam, I said, babe, dream wedding, like craziness.
Yeah, what do you have?
All of his ideas were better than mine. The venue, he said immediately, top of a volcano. It was the first thought.
I love that energy.
Out of his mind. Officiant, he said Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I said, I love that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And he
I think he's your DJ. I think he's your like MC DJ. I love the Mark Hamill idea. I think he'd be he'd make a beautiful ceremony. But Dwayne The Rock Johnson would keep the party going all night long.
Yes. And then finally, the best idea that Adam had is that everybody who attends the wedding has to wear a garter. And instead of a traditional garter thing where like the groom has to drag it off the bride with his teeth, everyone is just randomly assigned who they have to pull the garter off.
And I like that.
Be pulling off their garter.
This is something we could do at your wedding.
And the energy in the room is very confusing.
Yeah, absolutely. I would absolutely be happy to like make that game and also enforce it.
Yeah, 100%. It's like, yeah. I'm sorry, Adam's college friend, you have to do this to Nana. Like it just needs the rule.
That's the game we're playing.
But so that, there you go. That's the dream. Oh. Money in reality is no object. That's the wedding.
Really good. Really good. I'm excited to go to that wedding.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty fun, I think.
Except swap Greece for Cape Cod and Mark Hamill for just whoever you can get off the internet.
Yeah, for probably one of our friends who've gotten ordained.
Yep, exactly. All right. So my dream wedding, and I get to now really think about what about this I can make happen. It's very exciting for me.
That's really
So I tried to really pick things that I cannot make happen.
Yes.
But that I want nonetheless. And isn't that what being a bride is all about? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I didn't think about my bachelorette party at all. But no, I really like your bachelorette party. So we could just do that all again.
Perfect.
So I'm going to talk about my dress first. My dress is the denim jeans dress that Britney Spears wore to the VMA that one time.
Incredible.
But it's covered in diamonds. Like, you can't even see the denim. Like, there's no point in me even having that be the dress.
And it's so hot, but it looks amazing.
It's so hot, but it's somehow totally effortlessly cool. And I don't look any different in it, but I feel the most beautiful creature in the world. Because I don't like the idea. At first I was like, I put the dress on and I look like I like lost like 45 pounds. And I'm like, no, I look exactly the same, but I feel snatched in it.
The best.
So that's the dress.
I love that.
The ceremony, I'll get to the ceremony in a second.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about our entry.
Ooh.
Oh, I forgot. I'm wearing the crown that Queen Elizabeth wore for her wedding, but it's not the actual crown that she wore. It's the one that Claire Foy wore in the Netflix series.
Yes, of course.
So it's, that's more special to me somehow.
That's what you have memories with, you know?
Yes, exactly. And Chris and I enter on giant, gorgeous dogs that somehow can support our weight comfortably. Like, we're not a burden for these dogs, but they're huge.
No, they're like mountain dogs. They're giant.
Yeah, they're like mountain dogs, but they have the faces of golden retrievers. Perfect. So the ceremony is not outside, because this is what I see all the time at Disney fairy tale weddings, is it's outside the castle. It's inside of the Disney castle.
Of course.
Which is somehow larger.
Yep. It's
not that big. Huge, plenty of room. And the officiant is my favorite Disney princess, Tiana. It is not somebody playing Tiana.
It is
the animated
Disney character.
Disney character who has come to life. Mm-hmm. It's not Anika Nani Rose.
I was going to say,
No. It's none of that's interesting to me. It's the actual, it's the incarnate version of Tiana as she exists in canon in the film. Yep.
Absolutely.
Somehow we make that happen.
Yep.
And the alligator is there.
Louis, yes.
Louis is there, and he serenades us down the aisle.
I love that.
So there are some of my favorite authors and poets there to do readings. They're all dead, but like, you know, Mary Oliver's alive again. James Baldwin's alive again. Lin-Manuel Miranda is not dead yet, but wow, that sounded threatening. I'm not trying to kill him.
Not dead yet.
Yeah, no, but he wraps our vows for us.
I love that.
And so we're just sitting there weeping like that's exactly how I feel, but he's the one wrapping like on behalf of both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the way out, I see this on Pinterest all the time. Everybody lights sparklers on our way out.
Yeah.
But somehow it's like flawless and like everybody knows when to light them and there's no issues with matches. It's just like perfect and sparkly.
Perfect.
Okay. So the reception takes place obviously in Animal Kingdom's Pandora World of Avatar.
Absolutely, yes.
Now this is something I could do.
It's unironically very pretty there.
It is actually really pretty there before you knock it. The cocktail hour is a champagne cocktail bar, but all of the champagne cocktails are inspired by friends of ours.
Ooh.
So there's like 30 different choices. You get to be one of them. Yours has like a strawberry puree in it or something, but like they all have the essence of our best friends.
I love that.
So everybody gets to just drink our friends.
Yes.
So
they're bar chums. That's what
there's exactly. There's all my favorite foods separately from all my favorite restaurants specifically. So it's like the bread from the Cheesecake Factory with the little pallet of butter that they give you. The soft pretzels from a local bar that I love.
Mm-hmm.
The lobster rolls from a particular place in Maine that I love. Like all of my favorite foods have just like converged on this event.
Yes.
And then that's the cocktail hour though. That's just all my favorite foods. And then dinner is everybody gets a steak or a vegetarian option if they want. But a steak that is perfectly done, and this is totally impossible at weddings because every steak you have at a wedding is dry. I'm sorry. Like, we want to have barbecue at our wedding because, like, pulled pork tastes good always.
Yeah.
So, and then you can eat mac and cheese. but, yeah, so it's really good steak, Caesar salad, and the sweet potatoes from Boston Market as the side. Like, Boston Market comes in to cater that one side dish.
Yes, of course.
I did have Boston Market last night with my parents, so maybe that's on my mind. The cake is a cake version of the Magnolia Bakery banana pudding.
Ooh, you love
like they
that.
Make it into a cake.
Yes.
And then after the wedding is over, the after party is at Epcot, and it's open at like 3 a.m, and we can drink around the world, but everything's free.
Yes.
And the gift bags are like Louis Vuitton gift bags. And they have like an absurdly expensive candle in there, but also like one Taco Bell taco. So you can eat that taco before you go home to like help with your hangover.
Yes. On the Disney bus back to your hotel, I assume.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's my wedding. And I'm so excited that's exactly what it's going to be. I'm sure, yeah, it's going to be amazing. So you have all of that to look forward to.
You won't have to make any compromises.
I won't have to make one compromise. I will say, we feel very strongly about having, like, there's this new trend that, like, at the end of the night when everybody's drunk, like, you ship in, like, a bunch of fast food, like, burgers or fries or something. Yeah. And of all the wedding trends, that's absolutely my favorite. And I do want to have Taco Bell at the end of my wedding. And I think we can make it happen because the tacos are only like $1.
Absolutely.
So we could get like 300 of them for like $300.
I will leave your wedding and go pick up Taco Bell. If that
you could go get it. Yeah, exactly. Just bring it back. Bring back like a hand, like an armful of those like Fiesta boxes.
Yes.
And then we'll go to town.
And we just
at the hotel. I think that'll be perfect.
It'll be perfect.
I'm so excited. Oh, now we get to start planning this. When do I call Disney?
Probably yesterday.
Probably a couple years ago for them to pull all of this off in order to, you know, animate Tiana, in order to train an alligator, you know, all of that stuff.
Absolutely.
But I'm so glad that we're both.
And of course, both of these weddings are happening in a world without coronavirus.
Oh, yeah. This we should say this goes without saying.
Yeah.
But so excited. Please tweet at us. Tell us about your dream wedding.
Yes.
Tell us about your dream officiant. I think that's my favorite thing of like, who if anyone could officiate your wedding,
yes,
who would it be?
Who would it be?
But we love you guys, and we hope you're well, and we hope you're planning your own dream wedding, and it's not going to get canceled by coronavirus. And
I hope that very much.
We hope this puts love out into the world, because weddings are about love.
Yeah.
They're not about Taco Bell. But in this particular instance, they are.
They're a little bit about Taco Bell. And congratulations, Allie and Chris. Tweet your love to them as well.
Oh, thank you. Very exciting. But all right, until we see you guys next time, be well.
Be well. Bye, guys.
I'm Horrified is a Hemlock Creatives production, recorded and produced by us, Sam Bierstow and Allie Gavin, in Boston, Massachusetts. Our art is by Leah Brilliard and Allie Gavin. You can find us on Twitter at I'm Horrified Pod and at I'mHorrifiedPodcast.com. And you can tell us what horrifies you at I'mHorrifiedPodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support us directly on Patreon, you can get our podcast early and ad-free, as well as bonus episodes of our members-only minicasts, I'm Thrilled! Check us out at patreon.com/I'mHorrified. And if you liked hanging out with us, tell your friends, share us on your socials, and leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for stopping by, Horror Honeys.